unraveling the falsities our civilization subjects us to, empowers an ability to trust our instinctive selves and make positive choices. When we begin to examine our reasoning and actions, through looking inwards, we gain confidence in permitting our own truth to shine brightly. This newly found truth will illuminate a path guiding us towards our personal life mission. Our evolvement is actively facilitated by guidance from our soul, which dearly loves us. We are truly blessed and loved. It is up to us to shift our perspective to recognize how special and powerful we really are. Our soul is connected to the Earth. As inhabitants of Mother Earth, we feel confusion as she currently sheds lower vibrational energies and replaces them with higher vibrations. These energies are passing through us, clearing out our hidden negativity, which is a beautiful thing. Without pain and struggle, we have no concept of joy and personal power. We are physical and spiritual beings residing on this planet, which is also a product of the physical and spiritual. Our spiritual side is calling out to us to embrace it. The deeper sense of peace within us is performing a spring cleaning. This is clearing out of all the binding aspects of the three-dimensional world. It is empowering us, showing us our true self, showing us our strengths, our beliefs, and our morals. Deep within us, we know what is right, what is true. We hold the power to govern our own lives, and our guardian angels are busy supporting us in the background. What we see going on in the world is a result of this clearing. Everything feels chaotic. Imagine sweeping a floor with a thick covering of settled dust. The first brush stroke disturbs the dust so that it floats high into the room. The dust may become so elevated that it obscures our focus, aggravating our throats. This is the stage we are at now. The negative energies have become unsettled, and they are in the forefront of our vision, choking our own voice. All we can see is chaos. But the important factor to understand is that the clearing has already begun. Soon the dustpan will be emptied of all the negative energies and the world will become a brighter place. The unsettlement has brought back memories, dug up repressed emotions. This forces us to look at the validity of our own lives. Acknowledgement of our past and the construct of the crumbling three-dimensional world is necessary. The old ties of authority, social limitations, and financial crutches are now specks of dust, being cleared away for the final time. We are pining for one thing, a connection with our soul. This connection is there, it always has been, and always will be. It has strengthened enough for many to move into the fourth dimension, which is a bridge between the third and fifth. Initially, it feels as though we are crossing an unstable rope bridge, swinging high above a deep crevice in the earth, but every step we take, the bridge becomes stronger, more stable. The purity of life is beginning to manifest. There are many light workers, working tirelessly in the background, not requiring any recognition. They are lifting the collective consciousness, and this is felt by all. It is time to learn to trust our soul, our true or instinctive self. Handing over our dependence to anything else is no longer necessary. We are here to grasp the fact that we are masters of our own lives. No one person, place or thing has any authority over us. Allowing another to control our own life is feeding the controller and depleting our soul. The fifth dimension encourages self-empowerment. It now becomes necessary to fully understand the ties that have bound us. Our growth, in our own natural abilities and our consciousness holds the key. An awareness in the present moment is all that is required. It is falsely stated that in order to transcend the mental anguish, brought upon by a three-dimensional heaviness, it is essential to meditate beyond our limiting senses. This deep meditative state is not necessary to achieve an absence from rambling thoughts, financial worries, and mental health concerns. Monks, mystics, Buddhas, shamans, and other spiritual masters are able to transcend the senses, although the remainder of civilization find themselves limited to the belief that they are unable to ascend beyond them. Human beings are both spiritual and physical substance, and we have the ability to use the physical world around us to activate light meditational states. Aimed at those living in Western civilization, The Happiness Warrior by Dr. Claire Hinsley explains how the ego has been subject to manipulative conditioning. This subconscious programming is all around us and has diminished the human ability to live from the heart or take guidance from their instinctive self. Instead, many generations have been fixating on an external approach to living, which has resulted in a weakening of our own natural abilities. Why has the human race, as a species, become overpowered and diluted through limiting the capabilities of our senses? How do animals and spiritual humans seem to transcend the incomplete material world of form? Understanding the veils of Western civilization's programming empowers one with positive and creative energies, encouraging a stronger connection with the inner self. Learn how to build your own spiritual connection with nature and a higher power through utilizing the examples of different philosophies. A newly found or strengthened connection will transition you into a purer, more instinctive way of living. This type of existence brings a deepening sense of inner peace that will awaken an appreciation for life that you may have only dreamed was possible. Religion, the Industrial Revolution, consumerism, and technology have been distracting Westerners throughout their lifetime. Fear and control has crept in over many generations. Various stresses and strains occur in life because our reason has become governed by our egoic self rather than our true self. The more it is understood how we have become lost, the easier it is to pick apart our surrounding falsities and find our true selves again. The benefits of living more instinctively permit our lives to become more enjoyable and our creativity returns. Science, chemistry, and physics attempt to describe how our known and unknown senses operate, but even these subjects struggle to explain the concept of loving feelings. The instinctive abilities of animals teach us that with practice, we can improve and expand our sensitivities. Guidance is provided on how to practice manipulating our perspective to highlight the silver lining in every cloud, in turn opening spiritual concepts to an intellectual thought process. Everyone deserves to experience a greater level of peace within themselves throughout their daily lives. This can be accelerated by delving into the varying levels of consciousness, enlightening the reader to their own potential for connecting with a higher power. Egyptian and Native American Indian are two examples of the philosophies discussed, in order to enable the reader to gravitate towards their own path of manifesting an exciting existence. Move away from an autopilot lifestyle, find a personal spiritual connection and begin living a life full of happiness. To buy your own copy of The Happiness Warrior, please click here. Many blessings, Rev. Claire Hinsley, Ph.D.